Hello and welcome to this podcast from the BBC World Service. Please let us know what you think and tell other people about us on social media. Podcasts from the BBC World Service are supported by advertising.
There's never been a faster or easier way to start your weight loss journey than with PlushCare. PlushCare accepts most insurance plans and gives you online access to board-certified physicians who can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Take charge of your health and speak with a board-certified physician about a weight loss plan that's right for you. Get started today at PlushCare.com/weight loss. That's PlushCare.com/weight loss. PlushCare.com/weight loss.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hello and welcome to The English We Speak. With me, Feifei.
And me, Phil. We have an expression which is about a bad thing appearing or starting to happen. It's rear its head.
Rear its head. I think we need to hear this one. Can you give us an example of how we use it?
OK. I bought a new computer last week.
Sounds great.
No, not great. I can't get it to work properly. The speakers don't work. It has a virus. Every time I think I've fixed it, a new problem rears its head.
Oh no, that's typical, isn't it? I always find when I need to do something important, IT problems rear their heads.
I'm learning that I need to be better prepared so that when any problems rear their ugly heads, I can sort them out.
Well, it's always good to be prepared. Let's listen to these examples.
Attendance on the course was good until colds and flu reared their heads in the winter.
I was working outside until the wet weather reared its head and I had to go inside.
Food prices were going down until drought reared its ugly head.
You're listening to The English We Speak from BBC Learning English, and we're learning the expression rear its head. It's used to talk about something bad appearing, and as you may have heard in one of the examples, we can also say rear its ugly head.
Yes, we don't use it to talk about good things. It's always problems that rear their ugly heads.
And I think the end of this programme is rearing its ugly head now. So we have to end here.
Yes, we'll see you next time. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.